وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. And آمين to all your beautiful duas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you, Mawlana Salim sahab. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we bring you a story of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and the extreme love that he had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned regarding him that once he was grazing his animals, and as he was walking, he heard somebody proclaim the beautiful praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the person was reciting, Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus, Subhan al-Malik al-Ma'bud, Subhan al-Malik al-Hayy al-Ladhi la yanamu wa la yamut, سبحان ذي الملك والملكوت سبحان ذي العزة والعزمة والهيبة والقدرة والكبرياء والجبروت سبوح قدوس ربنا ورب الملائكة والروح. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam was swooning, you know, in spiritual ecstasy at these beautiful words glorifying the greatness and the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then immediately he told that person, well, you not repeat those words that you had just mentioned now again. And then that person said, what will you give me? And Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam said that I will give you half my flock of sheep. So the person started reciting again, Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus, Subhan al-Malik al-Ma'bud, سبحان الملك الحي الذي لا ينام ولا يموت سبحان ذي الملك والملكوت سبحان ذي العزة والعزمة والهيبة والقدرة والكبرياء والجبروت سبوح قدوس ربنا ورب الملائكة والروح. Oh, those words are so beautiful, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam requested once more, and he said, can you please recite those beautiful words again? And then that person said, what are you going to give me if I recite it again? He said, I'll give you my other half, the balance of my flock of sheep that I have with me. I will give you the balance of that. And so that person started glorifying and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. And Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam was swooning in spiritual ecstasy. And so, then when Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam asked him again once more, that look here, can you please recite those beautiful words again? I mean, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam was a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a khalil and a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hearing the praises and the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him into a different spiritual state. And so when he asked again, then that person asked, what are you going to give me if I recite it again? So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam said, take me along with you, and I will look after the animals that you have. I just want you to recite those beautiful, glorious names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And This displayed the immense and extreme love that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then addressed this angel in human form and he said, such is the position and situation of those who sincerely claim that they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was referring to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, and then the angel was called back. So this story here demonstrates the intense and extreme love Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must also try and endeavor to read the Quran Majeed with so much beauty and perfection. We must also make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It mustn't be just our lips moving. Our heart must also be attached like Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. One is just saying subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. And one is to say subhanallah, glory be to Allah. Walhamdulillah, and all praises for Allah. Wa la ilaha illallah, and there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. Wallahu akbar, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. When you say it with this, you can savor the sweetness and the beauty and the spiritual ecstasy of glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how beautiful it is. One ayah of the Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possesses Asma'i Husna, these are the 99 beautiful names. Call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by these beautiful names. Call out those names and recite the name of Allah together with it. You'll say, Ya Wadudu Ya Allah, Ya Ghafuru Ya Allah, you know, Ya Ghaffaru Ya Allah, Ya Tawwabu Ya Allah, you know, Ya Sami'u Ya Allah, Ya Basiru Ya Allah, Ya Razaqu Ya Allah, Ya Fattahu Ya Allah, you know, and ponder on the meanings of all those glorious attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in doing so, we will draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we shall invite the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His infinite grace, make us like Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, who sincerely loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the one who said, Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen, la sharika lahu wa bidhalika umirtu wa ana awwalul muslimin. And he said, verily my prayers and my sacrifices, not only that, my mere existence, my living and my dying, everything is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord, cherisher and sustainer of all the universes. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inculcate in our hearts the extreme love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam had this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.